Right, Dusty, listen to this. This is what Lindsay had proposed to me for her food plans for later on in the day.
This okay. Right now.
Well, just because it centers around it's like a nom impossibility, I think.
Okay.
So Lindsay was all excited. She came in here. She's just like, you know what I got for later on? I have nachos. It's like, wow, cool. You brought nachos? And she says, yeah, I made them last night, and I was going to bring them. Vegan nachos. I made vegan nachos last night. I was going to bring them in here. I was going to reheat them. And I went, oh, you poor girl. Don't you know that it is impossible to properly reheat nachos?
Yeah. Then it's like chilaquiles. The chips are soggy. It's like a different dish.
Yeah, you were planning on doing what with your homemade nachos, Linz?
I brought them in foil, but in a Tupperware. I was just going to put them into a different on a plate and then heat them up in the microwave. And I know that they would be soggy, but I still thought that they would taste okay because there's more like rice and beans and cheese on it than there's more topping than chip. So the ratio
nice.
I feel like was going to,
yeah,
I could
suck,
eat it with
dude.
A fork and it would taste okay.
No.
I mean,
okay. If you love soggy
ew,
nachos, if you like
vegan
nachos you could drink in a blender, then okay, then
gross,
do it,
dude.
But no, this is the problem.
I'm gonna work. I mean
dude, haven't you noticed nachos within 10 minutes of you pouring the delicious cheese and bean toppings on them that they are soggy?
I know, but I kind of like them like that. Well, but just because I
all
know
right.
that they've just, I don't know about second. I've never tried to reheat nachos before because usually I make them disappear before I can even try and think about bringing them again for leftovers.
Yeah, nobody tries to reheat nachos because it's the nature of nachos. Look, it's a great thought. I would love a proper way to reheat nachos. I wish there was. Look, I wish that I could flap my arms really, really hard and fly like a bird. But it's just, it's one of these things that life does not allow you to do. I mean, I don't think Neil deGrasse Tyson, the world's best minds, have been focused
figured
on the topic
how
of
to,
how to reheat nachos,
well,
but it's impossible.
But then I thought about it, and I thought, oh, I have it in the foil. And Howie has a toaster oven, so maybe I can put him on broil and kind of crisp him up a little bit.
It doesn't work. Everything reheats poorly, and not only that, the stuff that's still sogged under there, it doesn't. The chips on the outside will burn before that stuff even gets warm.
That's my lunch.
It blows, man.
He has a point.
It's
yeah.
It's not like I don't want it to work. I just don't want you to all of a sudden be disappointed.
Thank you. I'm gonna go into it thinking, all right, the worst case scenario, and then just see what happens.
I could be wrong. I mean, maybe there's somebody out there that successfully reheated nachos. If so, I don't know why you didn't get in the running for the Nobel Prize.
Right.
But let us know. 801-570-1019. Call or text if anyone has successfully reheated nachos. I wouldn't know how to do it without dissecting, mm-hmm. without taking each nacho apart individually, somehow
then
scraping the cheese off,
well,
separating all that stuff, and then reheating the chips in the toaster oven, and then reheating the stuff in the microwave.
Yeah, well, and then I was also thinking what I should have done is just brought extra chips and then poured that on top. And then it could be soggy chip on top of crispy chip. It might outweigh the
you're
sogginess.
You're gross. Interesting person. All right, tell you what, hang on. No, it's a good thought. It's a good thought.
I just didn't want to throw it in the trash can.
The road to soggy nachos are paved with good intentions. That's what Mom always said.